Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty.
The Lord would like to encourage you in this teaching. I would like to read from the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 35. God has a great reward for you if you continue in faith. The Bible says, therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. God called us to follow Him, to serve Him, to seek the kingdom of God first, and to grow spiritually, to walk with Him. He has a calling for you and me. He has the anointing, the destiny for us to reach eventually. We all should determine to grow spiritually, to seek the kingdom of God first, to obey God, to build His kingdom, to be a part of the Great Commission. But many times, things that happen to your life and my life are not fair. When doors close that don't make sense, when you are doing the right thing, but the wrong thing keeps happening. You have to trust that God is still in control and that He knows what is best for you. You need to trust God. When you trust God, you have faith, God will eventually reward you. The Bible encourages us a lot to trust God no matter what happened. Good things happen, bad things happen, disappointments happen. In the middle of your journey to the promised land, keep trusting the Lord. Proverbs chapter 3, 5 to 8 say, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. So don't trust in your own wisdom, but trust God. Keep on believing in the promise of God and knowing that God has a great plan for our life. This will bring health to your body, verse 8, and nourishment to your bones. I would like to encourage you to really trust God with all your heart and not lean on your own understanding. You keep walking with God, studying the Bible, reading His promises, doing the right thing. You know when you do the right thing, you obey God, you follow the biblical principle, you are led by the Holy Spirit. You know God is on your side. Just make sure you obey God and you trust in His word and His character. Psalm 37 verses 23 to 24 say, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in His way. When you walk with God faithfully, obey Him, love Him, serve Him, seek His kingdom first, you do the right thing in His eyes, He will order your step. He will guide you. He will bring the right people to you, open the right door for you. He will shut the wrong door. Therefore, don't be panicked. Don't be worried. He is taking care of you in every detail of your life. Verse 24, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with His hand. I would like to encourage you to trust God and do the right thing in the eyes of God. People may come to you and ask you to do the wrong thing. The temptation may come, the devil will speak to you to compromise, to do wrong things, to give up. Don't listen to people who tell you to do wrong thing. Don't listen to the devil. Don't follow your flesh or your sinful nature. Do the right thing. And even though sometimes you fall, He will pick you up. He will uphold you with His hand, and you can get up and run the race again. He is on your side. Therefore, don't give up. Just trust God, and eventually you're going to see great reward in your future. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9 say, a man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. Trust God. Let Him direct your steps. Let Him help you to go the right direction. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Make sure you follow the principle in the Bible. You do the right thing according to the Word. Make sure you read the Bible, study the Bible, listen to good teaching, and you follow biblical principle. If you're not sure what the Bible says, you can talk to your leaders or pastor who know the Bible and make the right choice be a godly person, the Lord will make a plan for your life and He will direct your steps. Every single day, I listen to God what to do next. He will tell me what to teach, how to run the church, how to perform surgery. He guide me step by step. I trust Him. When you trust God, you give Him the right to lead you, to guide you. When He leads you and guides you, you will be in the right place at the right time. And eventually, you're going to see victory and great reward from heaven. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9, we can make our plans, but the Lord determines our step. Trust God. Let God lead you. Make the plan for your life. You can make your plan, but if God says change the plan, don't do that, you obey Him. Because He knows what is best for your life. He prepared great reward for you in the future. God doesn't always take us down the path that we thought we should go. Be patiently confident. Your time is coming. He has already lined up the breaks you need. The open doors, the right people, the healings, the miracles, the breakthroughs is already on your schedule. You just trust God. Obey the word of God. Follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Do the right thing. Seek the kingdom of God first. Always live a life to honor Him and He will guide you. And eventually you will get to the finish line. Eventually you will see the victory and the reward from heaven. Proverbs chapter 20 verse 24 say, the Lord directs our step. So why try to understand everything along the way? You may not understand everything. Why that bad thing happened? Why that person walk away from you? Why somebody betray you? You don't understand everything. Don't try to understand. You just trust God. Keep walking in the way of the word. The word of God is the lamp of your life to guide you. Keep walking in the way of the Holy Spirit, in the godly way, in the way that build the kingdom of God. Seek God first. Psalm 119 verse 105 say, your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. So make sure, trust God, you follow the Bible, use biblical principle in your daily life, you are guided by the Spirit. Make sure that you please God and you trust God. When God says something to you, you do it. You don't have to worry about it. God will tell you what to do. Eventually, you will be successful. When I first moved to America, the Lord told me to be generous. So I was generous to my co-workers at the hospital. I let them perform surgery and I helped them. I did not try to compete with anybody to steal the patient or try to take benefit to myself. I followed the Bible. Give, be generous, serve. I was faithful. I really faithfully served my professor and chairman in the Department of Neurosurgery. I was faithful in doing even little thing. And eventually, God blessed me to have a good job in Seattle area here. My boss loved me so much. I trust God, even though I'm a foreign doctor here. But I trust that God gonna give me promotion and great reward. And He did. God gave me great reward because I followed the biblical principle. I was faithful in my job. I respect my professor and chairman, my boss. I always support him, never gossip about him, even though other doctors, other students gossip about him a lot. I keep my mouth shut. I love him and I live a godly life. Then God bless me and reward me. Proverbs chapter 19 verse 21 say, many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. So make sure you allow Jesus to become the king of your life. Let Him guide you by His word that come from the Bible and come from the Holy Spirit. And His purpose for you, which is a good purpose, the purpose of victory and reward, shall prevail. Follow the Lord Jesus as your Lord and your King. Honor Him. Build His kingdom and surrender to Him. Isaiah 48 verse 17 say, I am God, your God, who teaches you how to live right and well. I show you what to do wherever you go. If you don't cast away your confidence in God, follow God, trust God, do what He say, obey His word, follow the Holy Spirit, live for the kingdom, God will richly reward you. You may have gone through some disappointments, but He will make things happen that exceed any of your expectations. The reason he closed those doors is because he has something better, a better door for you. Don't be discouraged by what did not work out. Stay in faith. Stay in obedience. Follow the Lord Jesus, your King, your Lord, faithfully. Keep doing the right thing in His eyes. The right opportunity is on the way. Now, don't get talked out of your God's given vision and plan for your life or your calling. You have not seen your best days yet. God is going to do something you have never seen before. Something that will push you to a new level. The Bible promises that when we love God, we obey God, we live for the kingdom, God will cause everything to work together for the good of our life. Look at Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose for them. God will work everything out, good thing and bad thing. You just keep following God. You keep being faithful. You keep doing what God called you to do. Keep going. Don't give up. Stay in faith. Have confidence in God. Trust God. Keep obeying God. Just like Joseph, even though he was sold as a slave, falsely accused by his boss wife, Potiphar's wife. But he kept the right heart. He kept his faith. He kept being faithful as a slave and as a prisoner. And what happened? Genesis chapter 50 verse 20 say, as far as I am concerned, God turned into good what you meant for evil. For he brought me to this high position I have today so that I could save the lives of many people. You can see that no matter what happened in the middle, just trust God, obey God, walk in the way of God, do the right thing in His eyes, and eventually at the end, the great reward will come to you. He will promote you. He will use you to be the blessing to many people around you. Let me read this scripture and use this scripture to pray for you. Numbers 6:24-27. May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you His favor and give you His peace. We believe that the Lord will bless your sons and daughters. And in the name of Jesus Christ, you are blessed. In Jesus' mighty name, I believe that you will continue to trust God, walk uprightly and godly before the eyes of God, and listen to God's direction. Let Him lead you and believe that eventually you're going to have victory and great reward will come to you. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to this teaching. I pray that you will have confidence in God that help you to anchor your life in His promise. And He will eventually richly reward you beyond your expectations. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty.